I'm here with the Russell Family Foundation CEO, Richard Wu. This is Aaron Blank, CEO of the Fury Group. We're here to talk a bit about the Russell Family Foundation and the fact that they just awarded more than $2.3 million in grants to over 25 nonprofits serving the Pacific Northwest region in the U.S. Richard's here to talk about the important issues that these grants seek to address and the community organizations that they're putting in the work. Richard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Can you tell me a little bit first about the Russell Family Foundation's focus and its grant-making efforts?
Yes. The Russell Family Foundation has been in place now for close to 20 years, focused on a sustainable and peaceful world for people, places, and communities. And the way that we're pursuing that is by supporting environmental education, a particular focus on Puget Sound restoration, and building up and supporting community empowerment, particularly here around the Puget Sound and the South Puget Sound communities.
What issues are these particular grants focused on?
We have a cycle of grants here that are really focusing on environmental education, protecting and restoring the waters of Puget Sound, and supporting community development at the grassroots level. So it's a very exciting tranche of grants that are going really to the heart of the community in the belief that the people who can be the most impactful on those communities and the issues that are being addressed there are the people who live and work and play in our communities.
Why is the Russell Family Foundation awarding these grants? Why do you guys really focus on furthering the mission of our communities in the ways that you do?
Well, we recognize that we're fortunate to live here in the Pacific Northwest, where there is such an amazing natural landscape and environment, and that there is, in connection with that, an equally amazing set of communities of people and of human assets that work to protect and maintain this place that we live in. And the founders of the foundation, George and Jane Russell, when they ran their successful business, they really believed that there were very few problems that couldn't be addressed if you simply got the right people in the room and gave them the resources to do their best work and to be creative and collaborative. So along those lines, we're attempting to do that as a foundation and to bring around a common table the broadest spectrum of people who care about their communities, who care about this environment, and are willing to work across the intersection of the environment, of communities, and of leadership.
Some amazing stuff, Richard. In terms of this grant cycle, one of the main focuses, or see a good part of the dollar figure, about $1.7 million goes to the Puyallup Watershed Initiative. Can you tell me a little bit about that specific initiative and your involvement with it, and maybe a little bit about the grant that you just awarded?
Yes, well, as I said earlier, as a foundation, we have for over 15 years been focused on the waters of Puget Sound, and we've been doing very good grant making to very strong organizations working on the Puget Sound. But a number of years ago, we recognized that the quality of those waters really depend on what happens upstream and the people who should naturally be the stewards of what happens upstream. So 5 years ago, as a foundation, we undertook a 10-year commitment to work with one particular watershed and to really aim towards long-term stewardship of a landscape and of an environment, and to rely on the people who live in the watershed to take responsibility for the quality of the water and the life that's in that particular place. So we chose the Puyallup Watershed, which is an iconic watershed here in the Northwest, starting at the headwaters of Mount Rainier and running from the glaciers through the working forests, the farmlands, the suburbs and emptying into Commencement Bay through the port of Tacoma. And it's an amazing, iconic landscape that covers 1,000 square miles, has 14 different jurisdictions, at least two sovereign nations, and every kind of land use you can imagine. So it's very complex, and we're attempting to support the community leaders who live in this place to self-identify their relationship to the watershed, either as farmers or as businesses or as nonprofit recreational providers. What is your relationship to the watershed? Who has similar interests? And what will it take for you to sit down together and work collaboratively on this shared vision? So we are 5 years through a 10-year commitment, and this grant of over $1 million supports the actual work in the communities to collaborate on everything from environmental education to sustainable agriculture to stemming polluted runoff to addressing active transportation and getting people out into the landscape and the environment, and even issues around just and healthy food systems, because we live in a connected ecosystem. And then we've also provided funding for the actual backbone organization, which allows all of these people to collaborate, to work together, to negotiate better, and to track their progress. So all told, it's $1.7 million of funding.
It's amazing. I mean, it's truly, truly amazing work that they're doing, and as well as the foundation and its impact on the community. Richard, if there is a grantee out there or a nonprofit interested in partnering with the Russell Family Foundation, how does one go about doing that?
Well, they can easily contact us at our website, which is www.trff.org, or they can contact us on our page with Facebook.
Richard Wu of the Russell Family Foundation, the CEO, thank you for all the work that you do and all the work you do to help a variety of folks in our community. And thanks again for spending some time talking about these grants.